Here's another topic that's certain to be mentioned by President Obama, and that's Cuba. As we heard earlier on The World, one of the president's guests tonight will be Alan Gross. He's a former U.S. government contractor who was jailed by Cuban authorities for 5 years until his release as part of Obama's historic agreement with Cuba to reestablish diplomatic relations. Peter Kornbluh is the co-author of Back Channel to Cuba, The Hidden History of Negotiations Between Washington and Havana. He's in New York.
Well, I think Alan Gross has become a symbol. He spent 5 hard years in Cuban prison. His government sent him there to foster a regime change program in which he was clandestinely setting up satellite communications equipment for various targeted populations. And I think they owe it to him to have him there to listen to the president outline what he has just done on Cuba, that is, repudiate this policy of regime change of the past and move towards engagement with Cuba in the future.
Mm. And so despite this nasty episode between the U.S. and Cuba over this man, Alan Gross, it's seen by the White House as a victory.
I think certainly the ability to get Alan Gross home safely is a tremendous victory for the United States. For the Cubans, getting their 3 spies back, which they traded Alan Gross for, was seen as a major accomplishment for Raul Castro's government. And now what's important about it, though, is that it clears the way. Having Alan Gross home clears the political path for Obama to go forward with a new policy of engagement and normalization with Cuba. And this is what he's going to discuss at his State of the Union address, among other foreign policy issues. I think eventually the American public will see this as a significant positive step forward for U.S. foreign policy interests, not only as they pertain to Florida and our economy, but as they pertain to the way we are seen in Latin America and the rest of the world.
So, I mean, Republican Marco Rubio has promised a major pushback on Obama's plans to normalize relations with Cuba. What's at stake here, I mean, for Republicans if they push back a lot?
Well, Republicans have constituencies in Republican states that want to sell rice to Cuba and corn to Cuba and who live in port cities like St. Louis and Tampa, where shipping interests and jobs are at stake with better relations towards Cuba. There are lots of economic reasons why Republicans should vote for normalization of relations. There is the freedom to travel. Republicans believe that government should not get in our way of the rights of Americans, and yet the United States government stands in the way of American citizens, U.S. citizens, being fully capable of traveling openly to Cuba, vacationing, going on educational trips, etc. And even though Obama is starting to change that to fully give us the freedoms we deserve to travel to Cuba, Congress would have to vote to lift the travel ban in its entirety. And if Republicans stand in the way of that, they're basically undercutting the civil liberties of American citizens and violating their own motto that government should get out of the way.
Peter Kornbluh, co-author of Back Channel to Cuba, thanks very much, as always.
It's a great pleasure, Marco.